check that one out. That's a really good open mic. And on Saturday, December 30th, in my part of the world, at the Central Plaza, Pelican Rouge Cafe, they have a really cool open mic there. I don't know the time. It's probably like 7. And Sunday, December the 31st, New Year's Eve with Sally and the Mellow Hearts at the Arms Pub in Port Coquitlam, 8:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. So have a happy new year. Be safe. Do not drive. Leave your keys at home.
All right. And Cass, you also got a bunch of events happening as well. Tell me about them.
Yeah, so the month of January is going to be a good month for me. Let's see, we'll do it in chronological order. So January 6th, I'm going to be going out to Linden, Washington to do a show for the Capricorn Season Music Festival with MC Gan, Buck the Wild, just my American homies. I'm really looking forward to that.
How do you get connection from that? Like, you know, do you go down there a lot? Or like, how do you know people from down the States?
So last year I connected with a like-minded individual by Buck Wild, he goes by. And we did a song together. And he asked me if I wanted to come out to the States, and I thought it would be a really good opportunity. So I just like did the damn thing. I went by myself. I didn't know anybody, and
wow.
I opened up for Swisher Sleep. And it was really fun. Like even this famous basketball player from the Sonics showed up. I can't remember his name, but it was just a really incredible turnout, and I made some friends.
Nice.
I still talk to. And then they said, you want to come back out? And I was like, yeah. So, yeah, I'm just really lucky. I think music's just so great that way. Just builds such connection. And, yeah, so pretty much I just met people through music and they've invited me back. And
I think you're giving away free tickets or something. Or I don't know, you're giving away some tickets too.
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up, actually. Uh-huh. So the person facilitating the show was like, hey, I'm going to mail you some tickets. And I thought, I'm not quite sure how I'm going to push these tickets. You know, I'm in a different country.
Mm-hmm.
So I made that promotional video and I got rid of like 6 of them. People from Vancouver are like, we'll take the tickets. We'll go down to the show.
No way.
Right? So it's only an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
So I only have a few left. So anybody's listening that's interested in going, it's in Linden, Washington, January 6th at the Capricorn Music Festival. I have 4 tickets left. But yeah, I was really, really blown away by the fact these people were willing to actually take the tickets and head out of
for a road trip and
road trip down to Washington. Yeah. I was actually really happy about that.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. And then you're going to be interviewing Super Kawaii. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Shout out to Tyro James. Hope you're listening right now. Like you said, you were. So I'm a co-host for the Boombox video show with RZ Rhyme Sign, and I'm gonna be interviewing Super Kawaii, and they're a fantastic band with a lot of energy as well. And we haven't locked down a day yet, but it's gonna be sometime after the show in Washington, and that's gonna be featured on the next episode. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Yes. And Super Kawaii is also coming to the CJSF studios next year. So stay tuned for that. We're going to play their song, How to Win Friends and Influence the Scene, right here on CJSF.
Fucking glamour punks think they're fucking hardcore. I'm fucking sick of it. Like, think the punk rock scene is...
Listener's discretion is advised.
And they don't understand the music. They don't know anything about it. They just, I like the style.
My raw dog life, homie, fuck it, I'm real. I stay sucker free, so I do what I feel. And I don't follow trends, I don't get the appeal. Go online, try to find a fucking style to steal.
Lame.
A bunch of geeks who just wanna be coddled. I'd rather see him cry, get punched out and bottled. Drag him down, choke him out till they snooze. I don't give a flying fuck about your numbers and views. I'm not handing out advice or revealing my tricks with a hashtag attached to inspirational pics. A couple years back, y'all were drawing your swords. Now you're bending at the knee after a couple awards. It's
fun that I can offend you with a little bit of spoken words. And I don't get on shows that have 20,000 openers. Ha! Fuck it, I'm real. And I stay sucker free, so I do what I feel.
These lame ass rappers suck so fucking much. I think their lack of integrity, it makes them look like chumps. These lame ass rappers, everyone sounds the same. That's why I do not wish to learn your fucking names.
I can't hear you. What, you got a cheek full of smarties? Looking like the kid at school that passed out at our parties? You trying to pop a cherry? Go pop another pill. I hope you laugh at yourself, cause I always will. Casting a shadow cause I'm shining my light. And you don't wanna look cause you know that I'm right. And you know that I'll fight to keep my integrity. The long game's the only game that ever made sense to me. What you gotta pee? You keep grabbing your ween. Let's get you a diaper, you're still shitting green. Your backstory's lean, so fake and so shitty. It's time for a nap, you little bitch, suck this titty.
These lame ass rappers suck so fucking much. I think their lack of integrity, it makes them look like chumps. These lame ass rappers, everyone sounds the same. That's why I do not wish to learn your fucking names.
I know fucking glamour punks that admit to be fucking posers. Like, honestly, I think they're just fucking scene kids.
Okay, super cool. And Tyro, actually, you said he's done videos for a bunch of people?
Yeah, that City Slickers production tag you see there, I know that Tyro has filmed a lot of videos for people, including RC the Hazard. Yes, yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to talk about your videos.
Okay.
Yeah, so tell me about, should we do Paid Now or Boss Up? What should we do? How do you feel?
We could go with Paid Now.
Let's do Paid Now. Mm-hmm. And then, so tell me about the song and who did the video for that one.
Yeah, so the song's called Paid Now. And pretty much what it's about is just, I always try to embody like female empowerment in my music. It's just about boss ladies on the grind. And I just, yeah, I mean, I talk about just being on my hustle and, yeah, the song's pretty, like, self-explanatory. It's, like, East Coast, New York, boom bap, hard bar, grimy hip-hop. And the video was really fun to make. We made it, like, we didn't really make a big plan on it. I think sometimes the best material we come out with is just natural. Yanny Boy and Yellow Bunny helped me direct the video, and we had a drone.
Oh, what? You have a drone?
Yeah, in the video there's a drone. We like it flies all over like...
That must have been some cool shots.
Yeah, all over the ocean inlet, like Canada Place there. And I went in that back alley there where you saw in the other video with RC. Yeah, it's a great video. I got a really good response from it, which was really motivating. And it just made me feel good as an artist to get that kind of reception. So... yeah, it's a boss song. It's Paid Now.
Paid Now. Okay, let's see if we can play this. Let's see there. Okay. And hopefully, yeah, there it goes. All right.
Will all who wish to die please raise their hands?
I ain't frontin' with this money, you need a cash advance. I'ma stack the bills and put them in the rubber bands. People love the hustle, they love to sell the grams. We're legit with, and now you know where I stand. I built for Cuban links, it's a chain reaction. You don't think street smarts, your brain be lagging. Put the fame into action, ain't wasting this rapping. Put the flames to the tracks, y'all know who Cass is. This is classic rap, make them one of your favorites. I've been putting in work, so don't ask for favors. Y'all wanna handle with your handout, so lose a an attitude, what you even mad about? I ain't got a reason just to care about your feelings. I'm the ice queen, I'm just cold in every season. It's freedom of speech, and I'm doing what's needed. If I'm making some bank, then it's mission completed. All my people putting in work, we getting paid now. You can stand up and you can stay down. I'm about to catch a flight on my way down. All my people putting in work, we getting paid now. Getting paid now, getting paid now. You can stand up or you can stay down. I'm about to catch a flight on my way down. All my people putting in work, we getting paid now. No, I'm not a menace, I'm a boss, I'm independent. Like I'm flossing like a dentist, there's no stopping this apprentice. I've been on this hustle, I can sleep when I'm dead. Believe I come correct, instead what I'm making is bread. It's money over everything except for my family. I don't give a f*** cause most of y'all can stand me. Protect my sanity and keep me out of your comments. You ain't on my level, won't entertain the nonsense. But it had to happen, so I had to get my cash right. Long days and hard nights, just a part of sacrifice. For my tracks and market price, just to get the target right. Blowing up my fan base, cause you know I'm dynamite. I'm buying houses, I'm flying out to Thailand. You ain't on my level, cannot do what I can. Everything at this point made me who I am. Riding my wave, so I'm going out to dry land. All my people putting in work, we getting paid now. You can stand up and you can stay down. I'm about to catch a flight on my way down. All my people putting in work, we getting paid now. Getting paid now, getting paid now. You can stand up and you can stay down. I'm about to catch a flight on my way down. All my people putting in work, we getting paid now.
And we're back, and that was so cool. Oh my goodness. Okay, so we're going to talk about Halloween. And Dave, did you ever dress up for Halloween? Maybe tell me about some of your costumes, and then we'll get to Cassette.
I grew up in the Maritimes, and we were not rich. And I remember my mom taking this sheet, saying, you're going to get it, and cutting the eyes out, and putting some eyebrows on. That was it. And we had our pillowcase, and away we went. Get our stuff. But Cassie always had store-bought in costumes.
No, not always.
No, sometimes.
All right. So tell me about this one time where people thought you were a pimp pirate.
Yeah, so I was quite young, probably 19 years old, and I wanted to go as the one and only Slick Rick the Ruler, Slick Rick the Storyteller, Slick Rick the Rapper, and if anybody that's been living under a rock and doesn't know who he has a very distinctive appearance. He wears thick gold chains, like obnoxiously.
Okay.
And he has an eye patch. He looks like a pimp, but he's got an eye patch. So anyways, I went as him, and I put a lot of effort into this costume. Like, I glued all the jewels on the eye patch, and I had a big purple fur coat.
Nice.
And I had a pimp hat that flashed Big Daddy.
Awesome.
Which my mom gave me that hat, by the way. Anyway, so we were at this costume party, at the Halloween party, and I was feeling myself, and I went to these people. I'm like, do you know who I am? And they're like, no. And I'm like, come on. They're like, oh, you're a pimp pirate, right? I'm like, what? And then I just brushed it off and I went to the next group. Do you guys know who I am? Pimp pirate? I'm like, I'm Slick Rick, guys. Hello.
Yep, Slick Rick, that pimp pirate. All right, here's children's story.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease. But one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid, he starts to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around the block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shocked for the head, he shot back when he missed her. Looked round good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run. The lowlife brought back this dope machine gun.
He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scared. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow or your soul gets cast. Good night, good night, good night. Knock 'em off the bar. Knock 'em out, bro.
Yeah, and that was Children's Story. If you ever watched the video, they got like police scene there, and then we're actually here at the Vancouver Police Department, the old one, and I think the new one's just kind of like right beside us. But yeah, it's kind of cool to be in such an old building. Yeah, so we're back with Cass and Dave here, Cassette. And yeah, I saw one of your posts about if you have writer's block. What can you kind of give tips? I know a bunch of your friends kind of gave some tips. So did you take any of those advice? And yeah, if anybody gets writer's blocks, what can they do?
Yeah, I had a lot of people comment on that post. Mm-hmm. And I think what I really got out of that, like the general consensus of that, was just being patient. You can't really force it. So actually, shout out to Yellow Bunny. She commented on that. She said, hey, sometimes, like at one point in my life, I took a 6-month break. I had a 6-month writer's block, and you know, you just got to be patient. So I think, you know, I think really being in the right mind state to be able to write a song and just being inspired. There's been times where I just can't do it, and there's sometimes I'm really feeling it. And I've been writing songs for a long time. Mm-hmm. So it can be hit or miss. So, yeah, I mean, if I could give advice to anybody that's listening in terms of writing songs, it's just, I think you just got to really feel inspired. And one thing that really gets me going is when I just listen to people that inspire me, and just saturating yourself in the culture as much as possible. Like, for example, I went to the Orpheum last weekend. I saw an orchestra, which is a lot of different style of music, but just like, again, saturating yourself in everything you can. The orchestra, or going to a hip-hop show, or just listening to your favorite person, or just listening to a dope beat, just gets the juices flowing. But yeah, I think the big thing is just being patient, because it's either there or it's not, and you can really tell in your music when it's forced. So yeah, everybody's different though.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And tell me about your friend Lozen.
Yeah, shout outs to Lozen. That's one of my good friends, Lozen. She's an inspiration to me. She is a professional songwriter, singer, musician. She played at the Guilt & Co. earlier this summer. She's actually going to be on my album. We were in the studio last month, and we chopped up a song that's going to be on the album. And yeah, she's really great. I can't say good enough things about her. Her and I are quite different styles of music. She's more softer, more melodic. She plays guitar. But yeah, we've become really good friends. We talk almost every day. And yeah, she inspires me. And if you guys ever want to listen to her music, she's out there. She does voice acting too. She does graphic design. She's a one-woman team. Just totally fangirling over Lozen right now.
Okay, and we're going to play Something About You.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It's your song?
Oh.
I know I'm a handful, like you, when those hands are you. Right. I know you can handle all of my ambition too. Right. I know you want the best for me and you, so let's never get less. Day one, I've been by the tight. I'm riding, I'm riding, I'm riding. You got me feeling so alive. In the shower, on the couch, under the covers. If you feel me, baby, tell me. Ain't got time to play, I just wanna be amused. Poppy, mold me like the clay. Okay, okay, yeah. I done said too much. Shorty cakes gone, talking all that cushy stuff. Like, truth is, I ain't never felt like this before. I'm talking, bust the bombs, like, give me some more. Baby, I like it, bro. Roots and killer bees, I'm a queen for sure. No makeup, no bra, no fucks. Got my six string in a dream that's enough, baby. Four chords in the throat. Yeah, I'm falling for you. I got nothing to lose. Baby, let's ride, you're the one that I choose. I've been by the tide. I'm riding, I'm riding, I'm riding. You got me feeling so alive. I be rolling through if you wanna kick it. We could just try and live for the weekend. There's a something about you, yo, yo. There's a something about you, yo. I know I ain't perfect. Sometimes it's perfect with you. Right, I know that I'm worth it. I ain't got nothing to prove. Right, I know we're both a mess. Us happened so fast and these feelings are fresh. One.
one, I've been by the tight. I'm riding, I'm riding, I'm riding. You got me feeling so alive. I be rolling through if you wanna kick it. We could just try and live for the weekend. There's a something about you, yo, yo. There's a something about you.
Oh, that was so cute. And it was produced by DJ Kimo.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so tell everyone where they can find you on all your socials.
Yeah, you guys can find me everywhere. You can find me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Cassette the MC. So that's Cassette the MC. Just the way it sounds, the way it's spelled. If you guys want to find me on YouTube, you can just type in Cassette Paid Now, Cassette Dear God, Cassette Boss Up, Cassette All I Need. And you can find me on Spotify. I'm everywhere. Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, DistroKid. Yeah, well, that's the distributing platform. So, yeah, just type in my artist name and you can type in my song titles, because sometimes people will type in Cassette and they find it a little bit hard to find me.
Right. Yes.
It's not the most friendly searchable name, but I like the name, so I'm not changing it. So yeah, you can just put in my name and my titles, and I'm on all the digital streaming platforms.
And have you ever put your album on a cassette?
That's a plan. I have to.
Yes.
Because I'm doing my debut album and I'm almost done. And I think it would be an insult if I didn't put it on a cassette tape.
Right.
Yeah. So I know it's a little bit niche for people because...
Cassettes are coming back, yo.
Cassettes are coming back. Like,
cassettes, I never got rid of them.
I work at an elementary school and I showed some kids what a cassette tape was and they didn't know what the hell that was. But... they're coming back. The 90s live strong. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Anything else before we go? Any shout outs?
Yeah. I just want to say shout outs to Wham Bam East Fan Show for having me. You guys are what keeps the artists circulating in the music industry. I also want to say shout outs to my dad for coming here. It was a very special opportunity because... Dad's always supported my music. He took me to all my shows when I was a kid. And yeah, so I just want to, and I want to say shout outs to the Hazmat crew and Lozen and Tyro, James, all the people that we spoke about. And I really hope to see everybody tomorrow at the Remembrance show for RC. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we're going to play your last song called Boss Up. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so Boss Up, this is a little bit different in my style of music. This is more like a new school trap song. You can hear I got a lot of different kind of flow switch ups in it. It's pretty hard bars what I do. But yeah, it's kind of just talks about, you know, I don't know if you guys can relate to the fact that sometimes people are always watching you on social media or they're watching from the sidelines, but they're never really supporting you. Well, I call the haters... your fans. And I kind of just touch light on that, and I just try to talk about in the song keeping my integrity as a musician in this industry and how I don't want to focus on my mentions or my followings or my numbers. I want to focus on my future. I want to focus on being a boss. I want to focus on my craft as a musician. So that's what my perspective on what a boss is. So
you
that's what I say.
You are a boss, girl. You are a boss.
Thank right. you.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
East Fan.
Yeah, baby. We'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Medi signing out.
Awesome.
There's no intelligence. I checked your catalog and your subjects are just repetitive. I call you out, you call me negative. You just so sensitive. Hate to blow your ego, but this flow is just competitive. No negotiation, cause you know I'm motivated. That's an overstatement. While you rap is you just overrated. Don't even say my flow is abrasive. You know that I made it, so load up the payment. Don't try to fight this, you dead weight, lifeless. Straight out the gate,
I know what you say, stay in your lane cause I'm running this race. Radiate like the sun in your face and I'm here to stay and you're just running away. You want to name drop, you in the same spot, chilling out with the same dudes. You a stage prop, you the page drop, that's why you got a pay-per-view. Scrolling through my comments, but I gotta rise above it. Well, you watching all my stories, so I guess you gotta love it. Boss up, boss up. Boss up, boss up. Independent, more concerned about my future than the followings and mentions. Yo, I gotta keep it moving. I'm investing in my spend.